Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gronfen.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now, when will restaurants get back to normal? Today is September 1st of 2020. That is the day that I am filming this video. I don't know when you're watching this video, but we are right in the middle of COVID-19 right now, the pandemic. Now, we're hopefully at the tail end of it. Even New York and New Jersey, I just heard, will be starting to open restaurants next week in inside dining. Texas has had them open. California is still closed. Certain parts of the world, it's getting a little worse. Certain parts of the world, it's getting a little better. But depending on when you're watching this, just for reference, that's where we're at right now. We are in the global pandemic known as coronavirus or COVID-19. Now, when will things return back to normal? I have no idea. I don't have a crystal ball. That's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is that there is no such thing as returning to normal. Nothing ever returns back to normal. So I don't want to be the first to tell you this. I just want to be one of the many to tell you that things will never be normal again. Now, that doesn't mean that people won't come into a restaurant again. That doesn't mean that people won't belly up to a bar and order some shots for them and their friends. That doesn't mean that we won't have concerts and movies and indoor arenas again. But normal? I don't think so. The normal restaurant of the 1920s doesn't exist today. That's the 1920s, not the 2020s. The normal restaurant of the 40s and 50s doesn't exist anymore. Blockbuster used to be a very normal thing to do for video rentals. It doesn't exist anymore. Taxis used to be very normal. They don't exist anymore. Are you really going to go back to the good old days of your fantasy football league where you had to get the Sunday or the Monday morning newspaper and go through every single person who scored a point and add it all up? I never did that, but someone was telling me a story yesterday that that's what they used to do. It would take them hours on Monday to gather all the fantasy points, when now all you have to do is log into a website and it's all generated there for you instantly like that. Do you really want to go back to reading the newspaper? Do you like getting your news on TV, on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever it is, on your phone? We don't go backwards, we only go forwards. So I don't know what the new normal is going to look like, but I know that if you're waiting to return to normal, it's not going to happen. I know for a fact that the new normal is going to include third-party delivery on a much grander scale than it even does today. So again, depending when you're watching this, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Let me know what you think in the comments. But third-party delivery is here to stay. Third-party delivery is not just an add-on service. Third-party delivery is changing the entire restaurant industry. You may not ever need a dining room again. If you have a dining room right now, consider closing it. Consider it. Maybe it's right for you, maybe it's not. Some of my clients will not be reopening their dining rooms on purpose. Not because the business isn't there, but because they don't want to have the dining room anymore. They'd rather just do the delivery. It works better for them. Their margins are better. Their staff is smaller. They're making more money. But they're adding three or four different restaurants, ghost kitchens, virtual kitchens to their current makeup, to their current menu. They're using their dining room to expand their kitchen. So consider it. I'm going to give you a list of things to consider at the end. But more importantly, curbside pickup is here to stay. Online ordering is here to stay. A lot of the things that we were fighting, we began to embrace during this pandemic. And guess what? Your guests have embraced them too. They're not going to go backwards. They're not going to go pick up their rotary phone with a 100-foot cord and walk around their house anymore to call and place an order when they can just pick up their phone and place it on here. They're not going to get out of their car and go into your restaurant when you're willing to walk it out to them. So what I want you to do right now, if you haven't already, is stop wanting and waiting for normal to come back. What I want you to start doing right now is start thinking about what is your new normal? What needs to be different for you? So here's a couple of things that I would like for you to consider. Make sure that you are absolutely embracing online ordering. Make sure that you are embracing and taking best advantage of curbside pickup. Make sure that you are embracing and taking the most advantage of third-party delivery or doing delivery yourself, up to you. Consider closing your dining room and expanding your kitchen. Consider adding different restaurants, ghost kitchens, virtual kitchens. Consider specializing more than you ever have before. With this type of technology, with online ordering, with third-party delivery, there's no reason that someone who wants a great hamburger can't just go to a place that only makes hamburgers. Why would they need to get their hamburger or their submarine, their Italian sub sandwich from a place that also does pizza and pasta and salads and hamburgers and wings and all that other stuff? Why not get a hamburger from a hamburger place and fried chicken from a fried chicken place? We have seen the specialization of our industry starting in about 2008, 2009 with the food truck revolution. That was done out of necessity. It was harder to open up restaurants. There wasn't money. There were challenges in the economy. And so the best chefs went to food trucks. But because food truck kitchens were so small, they could only do three or four things really well. So they became hyper-focused, hyper-specialized. Well, that has continued. And if you've noticed over the last 10 to 12 years, restaurants, the most successful, the newest, coolest, hottest, trendiest restaurants have specialized more than ever before. I don't believe that that will change. I believe that if you have a menu with 300 items on it, you should cut that down to 30. I know you think I'm crazy, but this is just my opinion and I'm asking for you to consider it. Again, the point of today's video is not to rub a crystal ball or flip it upside down or predict the future. This is just my vision. This is what I see in the future. What I don't see is a return to normal the way that we think of normal. I see a very different normal in the future, and I hope that you are considering the possibilities of what that very different normal in the future will look like for you. Remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people out there, and I am looking forward to bringing you another video just like this next week. But until then, have an absolutely amazing day. Want to improve your skills as a manager and make more money? Did you get handed the manager job and weren't given the support you need? Are you nervous about applying for a restaurant manager position? Managing restaurants, bars, and kitchens is not easy. I know, I have been there. I want to help. The difference between where you are now and where you want to be is a plan and some new tools. That is why I created the Restaurant Manager Certification. It's a boot camp for aspiring restaurant leaders designed to simplify your path to the top. Learn more at therestaurantboss.com/manager. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.